Okay, so today is Daf. Well, Nun Gimel number 53. Yesterday was 52. Do a review of yesterday's Daf. Get to today's. Have in mind that our learning should be exclusive for all the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. It should be safe, protected, and the Chayalim as well. And also, the Nishmas, Avram Gedalia, Yitzchak Hesha ben Avram Gedalia. Bas Ami, Bas Shlomo Zalman Yirmiyahu, Sar Bas Menachem, and Rufu Shlema too. Tzvi Tov Ben Chasha, Yisrael Yoshua Ben Mina, and Chava Bas Dali Hinda, and Shoshana Goldabracha Bas Yalrina. And with that, let's start our review. So Shar Chol Yisrael. Okay, so yesterday's daf we started at the Mishnah. When it comes to money, for some reason, as we'll see in the Gemara, the numbers are not necessarily identical to items that are being purchased. Okay, so in terms of what would qualify as a cancellation of that cash. Okay, so if the coin, as time went on, coins slowly withered away or like rubbed out and no longer carried the requisite weight anymore. So how off is it? I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect. How off does it constitute or not? So according to Rameyer, it's 4 isarim, 1 isar per dinar out of a salah, which is basically 1/24 rubbed out. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 1/12, and according to Rabbi Shimon, it's 1/6, just like everything else. Okay, how much time does a person have to return it? So in the cities, the amount of time it takes to go to the banker, and in small villages, till Erev Shabbos, when he's buying his goods, and they say, hey, well, you're not accepting this coin as legal tender. You gotta, you know, give you a different coin if you want to buy anything. Which is obviously a longer period of time than it is by the item. If the person who gave you the coin recognizes it, even to 12 months later, he accepts it. And only you can have against this guy is complaints. We'll see what that is. You can use this coin for Meiser Sheni and not worry, because it's really acceptable money. It's just the people who are picky. They have a nefesh ra. They're unhappy people. So that's why they're not accepting it. But it's not really problematic innately. That's
how I say whether these people take it... have to take its face value or its actual value.
That's the Gemara. Leave that for the Gemara. The Gemara did discuss that. Okay. So the first question is our Mishnah says how much can it be missing and not be ona, and then it says how much can it be missing that it'll be ona. So the answer is, Rav Papa explains, is that our Tana is listing from less to more, and therefore it's not a no, till it is. Okay, and the Tana that we're quoting here, that's not in the Mishnah, that's saying the other way around, is counting higher, that's oh no, till it's finally not a no. So that's the idea. Right, but it basically... So, but what's the difference by Selah, by the coin that there's an in Machlokas, and by the Talis there was no Machlokas? So Rabbi says that the Tan of the Talis is our Reb Shimon, who says that the line is the sixth. Baya says, a different answer, he says, no, that the Talis is the sixth, because a person will forgive up to a sixth, because you know what? When it comes to clothing, you overpay to make sure that you're clothed well. When you're buying food, buy what it's worth. Don't overpay for food. Okay. When it comes to a coin, since it's not accepted, you know, therefore you're not really mokel. So that's why it's stricter. Now we said how much is the seller can be missing and it'll be oh no. So Meir says 4 isaros, 1 isar l'dinar. Rav Yehuda says 4 pinyonos, which is a punyon l'dinar. And Rav Shimon says 8, 2 pinyon per dinar. So times 4 for a seller. So more than that, you can use it at its not face value, but at its weight value. how much can it be worn out and you're allowed to keep it around. So once it's half of its proper weight, that's when you're allowed to keep it around. And by a dinar, it's till a quarter. So less than that, meaning if it's not that much worn out, so then an iser less than that is aser. This is the quote. And you cannot sell such a coin that's no good, not to a merchant or a tough guy or a murderer. Basically, the idea is that they will use it to trick others. What you should do with such a coin is make a hole in it and use it as a necklace. Okay, for son or daughter. Now, we said by the coin that it's a till a shekel. And in a dinar, it's until a rova. So the question is, why? So what's the difference? That's the Gemara says that Rabbi explains that rova here doesn't mean more amount. It's a rova shekel, and that's why it's okay, because it's like that's also half, because a quarter of a shekel is half a dinar. So that's what that is. Okay.
When I say shekel, there's different shekels we've had in the past. You know,
need a scorecard.
It's what?
You need a scorecard.
A seller. Well, basically, the monetary here is the seller is the whole thing. 4 dinarim per seller.
And sella is a shekel?
No, sella is a sella. Shekel is the machtis ha-shekel. That's our coin, the half shekel coin.
Okay.
And that's 2 of those equal so, 1 sella.
2 of those equal 1
right, and 2 dinars equals 1 shekel.
Okay, aren't there different shekels, different sizes, different weights?
No,
the
there's...
The shekel we have.
The coin that
it's understood. There's one coin.
We're talking about the relationship to these coins. So a sella is the big coin.
That I got.
The 4 dinar per sella, that's what we call a zuz. A dinar is a zuz. They're all silver coins.
Is it understood that this shekel is a certain standard?
Yeah, it's the machtis shekel. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. I'm saying we're sticking with the standard money of the time. That was what we're dealing with. Okay, so then, so the question then is that why would so Rava says it actually fits in because it said Rova, it didn't say Ravia. Okay, now why do we attach the dinar to the shekel? Teaches us a side point, which is that there's a dinar that comes from a shekel.
What was the trading coin among in these times? Among everybody,
it didn't work that way. It was low. The currency of the country.
This is a mission from
Eretz Yisrael. This is the Jewish money.
We're talking about the trading among Jews.
Yeah. Right. So they did. This is Jewish money. This is the Israeli coinage. That's what they had.
But there was
an international coin. Right.
Right, they had gold or silver. That was it. But they
going
was like
to trade between other nations.
Right, but I'm saying that was the they didn't have the actual. I don't know. Maybe they did recognize. You had to go to the money changer to get it to the other one, to get a different denomination. All right. Okay. Right, if you have a dinar that was started out as a shekel, so that's okay, meaning that's where we said that when it's down to the half size, then it's permitted to keep around. Okay, so he said if it's an iser less than that, then it's aser. So the question is, what does that mean? So Abaye says that it means that if the seller is more than onah, an iser, then it's aser to keep around. So Rava says, what do you mean? Even a little bit more than the onah is prohibited to keep around. So Rava says that if the seller went down to an iser for a dinner, where then it's also keep around, which is basically Rameir's opinion, meaning you went past the threshold, that's what you're not allowed to keep around. Just can't keep that money. And that's what it says, that if you have a coin that's gone, that lost, that's no longer valid, and you changed it to be able to, like you adjusted it to be like a set weight, so like you could use it for a balance scale. So it's tummy, because now you turned it into a keli. It's not just a coin, it's now a keli, because it's a balance weight. Okay? How much can it be worn out that you're allowed to keep it from a coin? So a sela is to do dinrim, which is half. Less than that, meaning if it's not that a full half, so then you have to cut it in half. You have to cut it. What does that mean? If it's less than, meaning it didn't really, it's between half and above half, then you have to cut it. Ravami said less than that, you cut it. More than that, you can keep. But what does it mean? It says that if it's more than that, you can sell for its weight value. So the Gemara says, no, what we're talking about here is that it's more than that, that it didn't go down b'chdeo na'asa, then you could sell it. Meaning, then you could use it at the weight value. Mochro b'shavi, meaning if it's not so worn out that it's within the na'a threshold, so then you could use the coin to its true value based on its weight. That's what it's
weight. But if it's not
Noah,
why don't you use it as regular coin? It's a regular face value.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. It's face value. I'm taking it back. It's face value. That's what Rashi says.
There's an implication that people have balances in their houses. They can weigh this stuff.
No, they don't. Right. Yeah. Right. They didn't. I mean, only the professionals did. No, they just used it as a face value. That's what it means. Beshavya meaning face value.
Yeah, but how do I know if I'm a Baal boss? I'm one of those halacha, I got to figure out if I use my coin or not.
Right, so but I'm saying usually you would have
a weight. Do I have a balance at home? What it says about the society and what people have in their houses then?
No, I don't think they really had this. That's why they got ripped off all the time. They had to go find out. Mm-hmm. They didn't know until they tried buying something with it.
Is the Shulchan in charge of fee for weighing stuff? Is that part of his business?
I don't know.
Do the merchants have a way of determining what they're getting?
Sometimes, if they, it's like those people have for the $20 bill to check if it's counterfeit. If it's a common occurrence, then the store owners would have a means to check,
A scale of their own.
A scale of their own, right. They anyway needed scales to sell things. All right. So the question is, how did it get to the halfway point? Didn't it go down slowly? Sounds like you're allowed to keep it till it gets down that far. So the Gemara says, no, something happened, like it fell into the fire, and now it's like a lot less. So that in one shot. We said that you can make a hole in it to make a necklace, but there's another contradiction, because it says that don't make it, don't put it with up to a weight. Don't use it in scrap metal. Don't put it to your scrap metal. Don't make a hole in it and use it as a necklace for your kids. Either you have only two options. Either you grind it to dust, or you melt it down. Okay? Or cut it in half. Or throw it out. Throw it to Yam HaMelech. So Reb Elazar says, others say it's Ravuna, that it depends where you put the hole. If you put the hole in the center, that's fine. If you put the hole at the edge, so that leaves a little bit of room for fraud. Okay, how long can you, how much long do you have to, till you return it? In cities, it's one measure, until you could get to the banker, and in villages, till Erev Shabbos. So why, by coin, is it a change, and not by a talis? The answer is, Abai says, is that the talis is talking to a city talis. So cities is the same thing until you could show it to a professional. Rava says that by a talis, everybody knows that you overpaid for a talis. They'll say, oh, you paid that much, that's too much, that's whatever. They're considered knowledgeable. But when it comes to money, it sounds like dafka not. They don't know, this is, they're not so such buckies in proper waiting for the coin. Only a shulchani would know it, and that's why till you get to a shulchani. So in the big cities that have shulchanis, so that's easy. But in the little villages that don't have that, they won't know till Erev Shabbos when they try purchasing things with it. They save their money till Erev Shabbos. That's what the standard was. They didn't like go shopping every day. They have like they saved it up. They have got their Shabbos needs. They have Shabbos. Okay, if they found, if the guy recognized the coin even after 12 months, or he said he accepts it back. So are we talking in the cities or are we talking in the villages? Either one, it was not that long. It wasn't a full year. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, Rav Chizkiah explains that we're talking about over here, somebody who's a chassid. That a chassid, if he actually recognizes that, yes, I gave you that coin, you take it back. So what does it mean, ein lo alav elo terumas? All he has is complaints. The chassid, what do you mean? Don't. The chassid is going to complain. That's like a basic yisod, basic foundational idea when it comes to a chassid. If you're a chassid that you're not really ready to be a chassid because you're still angry at the guy, then don't be a chassid. Nobody obligates you to be the nice guy and then be all upset at him. Okay? So don't. Okay? But meaning, and if you do it already, you do it with a full heart. That's what it's saying, okay? So so we're talking about the guy who he accepted it, the other guy? Why I'm taking it a year later and you're going to be upset at me? Why would you have a complaint? You should be very thankful that I'm accepting, I'm going above and beyond. So they're talking about is that no, meaning if this guy accepts it, it's very nice. Somebody else who won't accept it because he's not a chassid, you don't have a real right to say anything. You could just say, whatever. It's just a complaint, and that's all. Okay, next thing we said is that you give it for a ma'aser sheni because it's really only nefesh ra. So what does that mean? So Papa says, sounds like that people are picky about money and saying, hey, wait a second, I don't think this money looks too rubbed out. I like new coins. This doesn't look so freshly minted. So that's a nefesh ra. That's a person who's being overly picky, overly difficult person. And that's only if it really has the value. Meaning once it's really worn out, then that's a difference. Okay. Which the proof to Chizkiu says that if you want to give, if you have Maisa Sheni money and you want to exchange it for Prutos, so then you could only, see, this is where it threw me off. Here we're using the word Beshavya in its true weight, okay? What its actual value is based on its weight. And if you want to be Mechalit, you could be Mechalit B'yafa, meaning if I'm taking Peros, and I'll say, well, Peros are worth the Asela, so even though the Sela is worn out, it could be used for Mechalit onto that Sela. Transfer the Kedusha onto this coin. So what is this saying? Even though when you're coming to do the Prutos, it only works to its actual true value. When you're Mechalit, you can Mechalit for better than that. Which sounds like Chizkiah is saying that you could be lax when it comes to Maaser Sheni, meaning it's okay if it's not really worth the full amount. But Chizkiah himself said that Maaser Sheni that doesn't have a Shav Pruta, so you could say, you know what, let's this room in the, you could say, okay, not a problem, let's just transfer it over into money that I have that's elsewhere. Like there's room in the gap, so to speak, of the other money. Because it's impossible to be mitzvah. There's always, the money is always more than the value of the fruit. And you could just say, well, this thing has not really hit the threshold. It's less than a pruta. So it'll just be mechalit on my coin that exists already. So the Gemara says, no, you got it wrong. What it means, biyafa, is b'toyres yafa, which basically means when you're going by the value, you go by the actual value. What's for sure it's worth, not what its face value is, basically. Because the reason why, because we don't want to be doubly lax when it comes to Maaser Sheni, and that's the idea. And that is where we got up to yesterday. That's the repeat yesterday stuff.
Twice.
Okay, so we're starting at the Gufa. It's five lines up. Gufa, we just mentioned this. Amar Chizkiah, Maaser Sheni, Shein Bo Shav Pruta, Omer, Hu V'Chom Shem Mechula Al Maaser Rishonos. Let it and the fifth be Mechula on the money, Al Maaser Rishonos, on other money that I have. Luvishi Yevshel Ol Adam L'Tamtzim Ma'osav, because there's always going to be empty spaces in previous transfers, basically. When I'm Mechala my fruit, is always, it never actually is equal to the exact full coin. There's usually, because you have to transfer it onto like silver, as we'll soon see. Learn a little bit more about transferring, mechalel, and it's usually under the value. So that's why, you if you only have less than a prut, you could just say it should also be mechal on the same coin. There's room for to squeeze in a little bit more. Okay, that's the idea. That's what Chizkiah saying. Okay, basically the Gemara has a question on this. Ha truma v'abikurim. Truma and Bikurim, Chayavan Aleim Misa. First of all, a non-Kohen who eats this is Chayav Misa, so that's quite serious. It's Misa B'Dishmaim. That's one point. V'chomesh, if you accidentally ate it, you ate it B'Shogeg, so then you ate on a fifth, okay, to pay back to the Kohen. V'asurim L'Zarim, a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat it, both Truma and Bikurim. And it's property of the coin. Meaning he can marry a lady with it. It's like, it belongs to him. It's not like Mammon Hegdish in the sense that it's not really his, it's actually theirs. And a bittul will only exist when it's severely, you know, like significantly negated with 101, okay? Meaning not like the typical 60 that we allow for negation. It also requires to eat it for the peiros that the hands are tamei, so you have to wash your hands. The harav shemesh, and if you were tamei and went to mikvah, you have to wait till nightfall till you're allowed to eat truma. Hare elu b'truma b'korim. Those are the stringent, these are things that are special to truma b'korim. Masha enkim b'maiser, which is not true for maiser shein. Maiser shein doesn't have any of those laws. Okay, it doesn't work that way. So what does it mean? Ma she'inkim b'maiser. What are we contrasting here to maiser she'ini? Lamechal the maiser batal beruva. Isn't basically saying that maiser is negated in less than 100. Like, because we're saying it has all these stringencies, doesn't exist by maiser she'ini. Sounds like that by maiser she'ini it's going to be batal in the standard batal beruva, which is a lot less significant. As long as you're 51%, something else, it's bato, right? Now, here's the question. If we're going with Chizkiah's takeover here, which is basically saying that any, even under the shear, under the threshold of a pruta, there is a way to fix it up. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. V'chol davar sheyesh lo matirin, afilu be'alef lo bato. Even in 1,000 is not bato. So that's the question. So it shouldn't allow for any bittul. So the Gemara says, hold on over here. How do you know? Who told you that Meiser is different means that Meiser allows for bittul barov? No, Dilma lo bittul klal. Maybe Meiser is different because it's not bittul at all. I mean, you didn't say what way is Meiser different. Yeah, so it's different. Because it's something that's Yeshul Matirin, because you could always be, anything that you could be Mechalel, so then you could get rid of the Kedusha off of it, so then what's the big deal? So it should be Lopat HaKlal. So the Gemara says Lopat HaZamrit. No, can't be that's what's going on. Why? Lopat HaZamrit HaKhi. Why? Gabi Truma Chumre Truma Ketani. We're listing a bunch of stringencies that exist by Truma. If you're telling me they only allow for Bittul 101, but this, it's even worse, it's even never Bittul, then it's countering the what we're trying to say. We're trying to show a chashivas for Truma over here. It doesn't fit in with the rest of them. So Gemara says, oh, wait a second, is that true? V'katani v'nichse koin. They said that it's property of the coin. Is that a stringency or leniency? It's in a sense a leniency because the Meiser Sheni is not your nechasim. You can't marry a lady with it. So that's the story. So Gemara says, but anyway, don't think that it means batol, not batol at all. Why? The time the price says behadya explicitly. Meiser Sheni batol beruva. Finished. Meiser Sheni is batol beruva. Is the Meiser Sheni amru? The Meiser Sheni bo shav pruta. Meiser that's less than a shav pruta. V'she nechaz Yerushalayim yatzor, or that went into Yerushalayim and came out. Where there's no way to redeem it, basically. You can't transfer it out. So therefore, there's no, it's not like a way out of that. And therefore, Since there's no way to remove it, it allows for bittul barov. Now, v'misa, if it's true what Chizkiah says, Chizkiah, levelelech Chizkiah, so then there should be an option of what Chizkiah said. I understand that's an ashav pruta. So, but just transfer it onto money that I already have. You can't take something that's less than ashav pruta and transfer it on a pruta because it doesn't equal a pruta. So just squeeze it onto pre-existing money that's ma'aser sheni money. So the Gemara answers, you know what the case is? The lo parik. This is the first time he never redeemed ma'aser sheni before. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? V'nezer ma'aser this. Bring other ma'aser, v'nezer finu, and add them together. Can't do that. Ra'aser darbona, lo mitzdarfi. Because there's the Raisa funds and the Rabbanon, the Raisa Maestro Sheni and the Rabbanon Maestro Sheni. You can't put them on the same coin. Meaning, what we're saying is that what happened, it got mixed in with other stuff. That's what the Bittul is. So say, okay, well, transfer the Maestro that and this one will be Machal together. The problem is that once, since Minat Torah, it's already Batal, because Bittal happens Berov, so you can't, and now I want to be Mechalel it together. Well, one is Chayiv D'Araisa. The Rov has a real Chayiv. The minority was Batal, so that's not really Mechuyiv in separating, only rabbinically. So I can't put it all on the same coin. Do you understand the case?
What's the difference between biblical, rabbinic, and
Maaser Sheni? Let's get it straight. Okay, I'll explain to you. Okay, so look, let's say, what happened? Okay, we're saying that this little bit of Maaser Sheni fruit,
listen,
that's under a pruta, okay? Right. So I can't redeem it. Then it got mixed into a rove apples, okay, whatever.
Majority apples.
Three apples. I just want, but there's a reason why I'm going to say that. So now say, well, what's the problem? I'll just take off the, I'll transfer the real Maaser Sheni.
A little bit.
Forget about, let's leave this little one aside for a second and say, well, I have to take off the Maaser Sheni from the big thing, right? Because it was untied stuff.
Right.
So I'll just take off that one. I'll have that on, and then this one I'll include in the same dollar that I'm taking from the big man.
Consecrate
that, I'm transferring the Kedusha from the fruit here onto a coin, so onto a big coin, because that's the majority, that's worth more than a pruta.
Right.
And then I'll say, but there's room for this one, I'll include it. Problem is that since this got mixed in with that, it became bottled to that. So
they're
therefore,
both the same thing, aren't they? The apples are that you took.
No, this is already Maaser Sheni. That's Teva.
What's the reason? What?
This was a Maaser Sheni fruit.
The little bit we're talking about?
Yeah, there's just you can't transfer it onto money because it's a fruit.
So,
that's less than a Shabbat Pruta. Okay. It's one raisin. Okay.
Raisin, crab apple.
It's a single raisin. What are you going to do? It's not a Pruta.
It's not a pruta.
Mm.
Okay,
not
more
than
pruta.
And then later on, you collect other stuff. That's
a
larger amount. That gets
smart. So that's real. No, it got mixed together. So the problem is that now that it's mixed, this piece is batel berov. So it's as if it doesn't exist on a Torah level.
On a Torah level. Oh, okay. That's
that's why it's only chayiv at a rabbinic level.
Oh, and the other one is on a rabbinic level.
Right, and the other part is chayv on a Torah level, so you can put it on the same coin. That's the part.
That makes the rabbinic level more stringent than the Torah level.
Well, that's the point. You can't put them on the same coin. The same coin can't cover for a rabbinic level. You can't mix it onto the same level.
So that's
what we're saying. You're stuck.
Right.
So the Gemara says, V'nesi demai, why not get other rabbinic level stuff? That's demai. That's only chayv also in a rabbinic level.
Right.
So the Gemara says, Dilma asi lasuye, Vadei is a concern. If we allow for demai, you may come to do what's really vadei chayev, which is not good. Okay, v'nesi shtei prutos. Why not just bring two prutos? V'nechal alayu and a meiser be pruta o mechza. Then take meiser and be mechalad on pruta mechza. V'nechal alayu, and then we'll do this one also before it gets mixed in, right? Why it's fixable. So alhech yisera on the extra half. Someone says, no. you got it wrong. It's not true. Because mi sabres pruto mechza tafsa shte prutos. You think that if you have a 1.5 prutas worth of produce and 2 prutas, it'll be chal on both prutas? It doesn't work that way. Lo pruta tafsa, pruta vechatzi, pruta lo tafsa. In other words, only 1/2 is able to, only the pruta, when it fills a full pruta, then it's chal. If it's, it doesn't fill a full pruta, it doesn't work. Which is interesting, because when it comes to a silver coin, there is that works without even though it's not fully the value of that silver coin. It only works.
The silver coin is a lot larger value, that's why, right?
Right, but the point being is that it doesn't have to be the full value of the silver coin, which is what we said before. But by a pruta, it doesn't work that way. All right, lo pruta tofsa, lo pruta v'chatzi, lo tofsa. So the Gemara is hard to have, le'i da'raisa, da'rabana, then it's da'raisa and da'rabana, or da'raisa da'rabana la'mitzarfi, and then you got a problem with da'raisa and da'rabana if it gets mixed. So the Gemara says, okay, let's bring a different coin. Let Benaisi Isser. Isser silver now. That's different. So the Gemara says, if we allow you to do silver, Dilmasi Lesi Prutas, that's a problem because Isser is so similar to a Pruta. So it's the next coin up. So therefore, we don't let you do that either because if you're going to let that, you're going to let the Prutas. Now, we said, that's case A. So that's why.
The simple solution is it's such a small amount. Just take it to your shrine.
That's what they'll have to do, right? Then you eat it in your shlaim, end of story, right? That is what you do. But the point is, it's not a dabar sheyishlo matirin. That's really what it is. That's the point.
You can mix that, right? You can mix a coin that's consecrated for, and also physical mice or shame.
All that you bring up.
If you take them together, it's not.
You bring them up to your shlaim, yeah. Some stuff is money, some stuff is thing, is fruit.
That's
nothing wrong with that. Okay. Now, we said, v'shenichnas yushlaim v'yatza. We went in Jerusalem and left Jerusalem. Now, v'amai, what's the problem? Le'ed v'nayli. Why not bring it back into Jerusalem? You went back out, so go back in. What's the big deal? Why is that no longer redeemable? The answer is, v'shenit v'kat tamei. Oh, so if it's tamei, you can't go back into Yerushalayim. The Maaser Sheni became Tamei.
The food,
yeah, it could become Tamei.
Okay. You're assuming it did, even though...
We're saying the case is, the Mishnah, that we said, are the scenarios where we're stuck, and that's why it allowed for Bittel, Birov.
Because it became
Tamei. So the Gemara says, Vinifrikei, if it became Tamei, then you should be able to redeem it onto money at this juncture. Transfer it onto money. The Amar Rebbe Lazar, Minayin the Maaser Sheni Shinitmo, when Maaser Sheni becomes Tamei, Shepotano, so you redeem it. And then Afil Yerushalayim, you could even redeem it in Yerushalayim. Shenev the Pesuk says, Ki lo suchal seiso, because it says, you can redeem it because you can't carry it. Vein seis, elo achila, seis also means eating. Right? Shenev the Vayisa Maseis, Meis Panav. So it has a double meaning. One is that it's too hefty to carry all that fruit up to Yerushalayim. So what do? You could transfer onto money, but also seis means to eat. So if you can't be eaten, why? Because it's tamei, so I can't eat it as my sasheni, so I transfer it onto money, and I can then with the money, I can buy anything else. So So the problem is that this wasn't the actual fruit of the my sasheni, that as I grew it and separated, but this is actual, I used my sasheni money to buy some food in Yerushalayim. And then I took this day, right, a sandwich, whatever, a burger, and then I walked out of the walls of Yerushalayim. And that's the problem. So, and now I can't bring it in because it's tummy. So the Gemara says, so lekuch because of Maaser Nami Lefke, why can't it also be redeemed? The Tanan Mishnah says, ha lekuch because of Maaser Sheni, Shenit, if it becomes tummy, yifti, it's also redeemable. So Gemara says, that's only one opinion. Rebuta, it's going like Rebuta, then we cover that it's not redeemable. So Gemara says, okay, if it's Rebuta, my ir yatza. Then if it came Tamei in the city of Yerushalayim, forget about taking it out, it came Tamei, you got to bury it, that's it, it's over. So I feel lo yatza nami. And lo lam betar, we're talking about where it's still tor. On my yatza, dinafel mechitzos. Okay, so talk about bad timing. Okay, you come to Yerushalayim, boom, all this fruit, the walls were up when I walked in, and now I'm in Yerushalayim, and It's sanctified as my Maitzer Sheni. Can't transfer it anymore. And then the walls fell down. So that's what it means. Yatza, it's as if you left because the walls fell down. V'amar Rava. Nechitza lechol d'araisa. You need to eat. You need the walls up. That's a Torah from the Torah. But liklot, to lock it in, that now it's as if I brought it into Yerushalayim and now I cannot redeem it anymore. That's Darbanan. V'chi gazer Darbanan ki esnalu mechitzas. When did the rabbis make the decree? There's a kasha, really. So when did the rabbis make a decree? Ki esnalu mechitzas, when there's walls. Because it's not mechitzas and there's no more walls, lo gazer Darbanan. So then they should allow you to theoretically still redeem it, because after all, it's a rabbinic thing that once you... The Torah never says that once you bring it to Yerushalayim, it's too late to redeem. That's a rabbinic convention, because they said, look, you're in, you shouldn't be redeeming. Okay? So the rabbis shouldn't make a gzeirah if the walls fall down. It's as if you left, and therefore it's too late to redeem it. So Gemara says, lo plug rabbanon. We didn't make a distinction as rabbis. Bein isna'u l'mechitzas, bein lesna'u l'mechitzas. It's irrelevant. Once you were inside the city, and now you're not inside the city because the walls aren't there, it doesn't matter why, we make the flat across rule. That's the rabbi's system. We have something called a low plug. We don't make distinctions. It gets too detailed, okay? Keep it straight and simple. Okay, Ravuna, that's one answer. Ravuna, Bar Yudah, Amar, Rav Sheshes, Chodoktani. That this is not really two cases over here. We thought we were talking about two cases. Case A, where it was less than a Shavpruta, and case B, where it was in the city and went back out. It's really one case. Ma'aser Sheni she'ein bo Shavpruta, it was didn't have a Shavpruta. V'shenich Yerushalayim, and it went into Yerushalayim, and then it went out of Yerushalayim. So amai v'nadav v'nayla v'nichle. Why not go back inside and eat it? Then after mechitzas, the walls fell down. V'nifrake, why not redeem it? The ha'amarava mechitzal echol d'araisa mechitzal likol d'arbanan. Like we just said, so it should be not problem to redeem it. So the answer is, like we said before, the rabbis don't make distinctions. Once we said a rule for what once it was inside and now it was no longer inside, you can no longer redeem it. That's it. They stick to their rule. Okay.
So why don't we have Mishkan Shiloh? In the walls, you know, but there's still a chiv.
It's within sight, right? That's where you were.
There are no walls.
The walls are only for Yerushalayim. You're right. It's a different system. Okay. Right. What if your vision went bad and now you can't see it anymore? Yeah. So that's a good question. Okay.
See your
optometrist. You'll be able to see. There you go. Simple solution. There's always a way. Okay. Okay. If that's true, the lacking, the fact that it's not a Shavpruta is not relevant over here. It should be the same thing. The answer is lo mibay kamer, not only. Mean, lo mibay yeshbo, not only when there is a pruta's worth, tikaltan le mechitzas, because then once it's brought in, it's the mechitzas captured it. Aval imbo, you think that if it's less than a Shavpruta, imalol kalto le mechitzas, since it wasn't enough to redeem it outside, so maybe the walls don't lock it in that now it's non-redeemable. Okay, kamash v'lan that it's the same as if it's more than a pruta. Okay, which brings us to a new topic. Tan Rabbanan imgol yugol yishmi maestro. So what does that mean? If he redeems his maestro sheni, so what does that mean? Mi maestro v'lo kol maestro, from his maestro, not all of his maestro, which teaches us part of the maestro sheni sheim bo shavpruta. This teaches us that if maestro sheni, it does not have a shavpruta's worth, that's not capable of being redeemed. It has to at least have a value of a pruta. So itmar, we have here machlokes amoroin. Avami amar embo, we're talking about the value of the fruit itself, less than a shav pruta. A single raisin, right? Like that was my example. Okay? Rav arsi amar, ein bichom sho. What it lacks is in the fifth, meaning because when you're redeeming it, you have to add on a fifth, and the fifth didn't hit the threshold of a pruta. Okay, which is five times the amount. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Impo, and like Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amar Ein Bechomsho. So we have here Two sides? When we say that lacks a pruta, do we mean for the fifth or do we mean the actual item itself? So basically we have a question. May Yisr Sheni Shembo Shabba Pruta, May Yisr Sheni that doesn't have a Shabba Pruta, Dayo Sheyomer Hu Bechomsho Mechula Al Moser Rishonos. That was the quote of Chizkiah. Now, Bishlam of the Mandi Amr in Bechomsho, if we're only, the problem is that the fifth doesn't have a pruta's worth, Hain Diktani, Dayo, that's enough. Davagab Dibidi Dei Islebe, even though it has enough in its own right, but the fifth doesn't. So given the b'chomshi leka, shaper, it's okay. You know, all the problem is, the only problem is that the fifth's lacking. Elamandim re'im bo, my dayo. But the one who says that it isn't in the whole thing, so then what do you mean it's enough? There is the word it's enough, it's like not anything, nothing's, no, there's no no added information by saying, oh, well, that's good enough. You know, like to put it and its chomesh onto existing money. What do you mean it's enough? So the Gemara says, you know what, Kasha, that is absolutely excellent question on the view that says that we're talking about the thing itself. But we'll leave it at that. Okay, we'll stop over here and take the question.
Nowadays, we